But what does this mean? That was a question I had to answer hundreds of times growing up, because I grew up in the Lutheran church. And if you know anything about Martin Luther, he loved to ask that question. In fact, when he wrote this little book to help parents teach their kids the basic truths of the Bible, he would ask again and again and again and again and again the question, what does this mean? He didn't just want children or anyone in the Christian church to memorize the Ten Commandments. He wanted us to know what they mean. And it wasn't just enough to recite the Lord's Prayer day after day or week after week. He wanted us to know what each line and phrase actually meant. And the Apostles' Creed was great, to believe in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but it doesn't mean much in your practical life unless you know what it means. And that's why this Christmas I want to ask you that question again and again and again and again and a fifth time again. What does this mean? Because the most beautiful passage of the Christmas story, in my opinion, comes in Luke chapter 2, verse 11. It says this, "Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." But what does that mean? What does it mean to be a Savior? That he was born to you. He's the Messiah and the Lord. Well, this week I want to unpack those five words and phrases so we really appreciate the power and the punch and the beauty of the Christmas story. So let's start with that first word. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. What's a Savior? I ask that question often in Bible classes, and I almost always get the same answer. Pastor, it's someone who saves. Yeah, but what does this mean? And here's my simple answer. A Savior is someone who rescues from danger. Like if you're unconscious in the pool and you're about to die, the lifeguard who jumps in is a Savior. They rescue you from danger. If you passed out in a burning building and the firefighter busts through the door and carries you out over his shoulder, that person is a Savior. They've rescued you from danger. And when the angel spoke to the shepherds on that first Christmas, they said, a Savior has been born to you. That Jesus would be the one who would rescue us from danger. But what's the danger? And here's where I want to just push you to think a little bit more deeply. The danger, according to the Bible, is sin. Okay, but why is sin so dangerous? Because it separates us from God. Okay, well, why is that so bad? Well, because if you're separated from God, you go to hell. Okay, but why is hell so bad? Well, because God's not there. Okay, well, why is that so bad? And there's the real danger. Do you know that in hell there is no happiness? There's no comfort. There's no friendship. There's no laughter. No one is healthy. No one feels secure. No one is out of danger. Everyone feels guilty, ashamed, angry, bitter, aggressive. There is nothing good, and that is why sin is so dangerous. If one sin makes us worthy of being separated from God because the wages of sin is death, and what you and I need more than anything in the world is a Savior, someone who can rescue us from danger. But here's the good news. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. There's this great song by my favorite Christian band, Wren Collective. It's called Rescuer. It's about our Savior Jesus. And whenever they sing the chorus, he's our rescuer, they raise their hands in the air and they shout and they celebrate and they praise God. And maybe this Christmas you could do the same thing. A Savior has been born to you, one who rescued you from sin and all its consequences, one who saved you to be with God forever. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, you are our rescuer. There is no danger when we face death. There's no more danger of hell. There's nothing that sin can do to condemn us because you rescued us from it all. I pray this Christmas, no matter what the presents, no matter who the people are that surround us, we'd remember that you are in our lives and you are a Savior. You're exactly what we need. So we pray this today with joy in your name. Amen.